Okay, today's daf is Kinim daf Chafhei and Tamid daf Chafhei. We start off with Kinim daf Chafhei, the last amud in Meseches Kinim, as we finish up this Mesechta of Mishnayos that we were all zocha to learn together. So we are on the top line of Chafhei Amud Aleph in Meseches Kinim. We just had, if you remember, the case of the Isha Yoledes that promised to bring her set of karbanos. And she forgot, besides the karbanos that she had to bring, she promised to bring her own set of nidarim, own set of kahan. She does not remember which type of bird she promised, but she knows she promised one of them. She knows she was koveya to have her birds brought with the Yoledes birds, and that was the case of Kava Nidra. The Kohen has no idea what he did, right? It's a comedy of errors, so to speak. And what happens? So it ends up that she has to bring seven birds. Four birds up for her neder, two birds for her chova, and one bird for the chatos, just in case. That was the Tanakama, and Ben Hazai said, you even have to bring two chatos. So just as a mashal, as a connection to that, Amar Rabbi Yeshua says, Zeo Sha'amru, this is what is said, Kishehu Chai, Kolo Echad, Ukishehu Meis, Kolo Shiva. You could have an animal that when it's alive, it only makes one sound. But when it's dead, you could take seven parts of the animal and use it for seven different musical instruments. Similarly, this woman, if she would have just done what she was supposed to do, maybe she would have just had to bring a certain number. But now that she made a mistake, and the Kohen made a mistake, exponentially, it has expanded into seven karbanos that she has to bring. What's the case where the animal, how is it that the animal's seven parts of his body can be used for seven different instruments? So Kate said, Kolo Shiva, base karnav l'shtei chatzotzros. The two horns of the animal can be used for two chatzotzros. So we're talking about chatzotzros and not shofaros. Shtei shokav l'shtei chalilim. It's two thighs can be hollowed out to be used for two chalilim, the flutes. Oro litof, its skin can be used for a drum. Me'av linevalim, its stomach can be used for a nevel. Right, all these instruments that we also use in the Beis HaMikdash that we dive in every morning in the last Hallelujah. B'nei me'av l'kinoros, also its intestines used for the harp strings. V'yish omrim, af tzimro l'asa tcheles. And also some say even its tzemer, its wool, can be used for tcheles. What does tcheles have to do with any type of musical instrument? So the Mefarshim, the Rush says, it reminds us of the tcheles on the me'il, which had the pa'amonim and rimonim on the bottom, which made up the sounds that the Kohen Gadol made every time he moved. Says the Rosh, the Chash of Leber Ribi Kolos Lefi, Sherimoni Tcheles Hayu Al Hame'il, Beina Pamonim, Hamashmiim Kol. And that is the additional one of the Tzemer that one makes the Tcheles with. Okay, so that is finishing up the Oledes. Now we have just the final statement from Meseches Kinim. Shimon Akashi Omer, Zikne Am Haaretz, calls manshei maskinim daitan mitarefes aleihem. Elders of Ame Haaretz, as long as they get older, the older they get, the more their das is not comfortable, is not straight, is not yashar with them. They become more confused as they get older. Zikne Ame Haaretz. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, meiser safal neemanim v'tam zakenim yikach. Hashem removes the language of those who are neeman, and he takes the tam of the zakenim. Aval ziknei Torah einan kein, but if zakenim, elders within Torah, they're not that way. Opposite, ela kozman shei maskinim daitam misyasheves aleihem. The more they are kone chachma, the more the older they get and the more wiser they get, so then their das is more misyashev. It becomes straight and it becomes miyushav, and everybody wants to hear more of what they have to say. Shneamar, as it says, b'yishishim chachma, in the elders there is chachma, v'orach yamim tivuna, and with arichas yamim there is more tivuna, there is more understanding. So that is the statement that ends off Meseches Kinim. Obvious question, what is this doing here? Beautiful, but it's what exactly is it doing here? So the Rosh says, Tupshatim, the Rosh says, number one, V'li nire mishum. First, Rav Shimon ben Asi Omer mishum the Tanak shu meis kolo zayin tananami lahakvasti. So the damule lezikne Torah kshemaskidim ubali deitashes koach shacherim daitem b'terefes. Either it's similar to the fact that we just said, as you know, the birds keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So to an elder, his chachma keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Maybe that's a connection. Or says the Rosh, V'li nire mishum the meseches kinim par peros lachachma v'tzrich and yishuv das. This pesachta needs chachma, so you have to focus on it. So that's why parbros lachachma, as we said on the first day, the Mishnah at the end of the third parak of Pirkei Avos, says it's parbros lachachma. So here too, that's why it says this here as well. One other ha'ara, the Vilna Gaon says, I didn't mention this the first day. The Gaon says in his commentary on Pirkei Avos in Parak Gimel, he quotes this this line, and he says, Pirish. Again, he's talking about what we mentioned the first day. Kina pischei nida are gufei halachas. What is the importance of kina pischei nida? We mentioned a few pshatim them. Says the Gra, Pirish. Avshalach ora. And this connects with this week's parsha. Avshalach ora. Dine hakinim vahanida. Kol prateya mulafi klalei acheshbon. Even though you might say that now that we've done the mesecta, we can appreciate this line of the Gra. This Masechta is all about taking rules and applying them. You have the rule, you have the principle, and you apply them. That's what we did in the prakim. K'moshe katzah Masechas Kinim, kama dvaram api cheshbon, v'chein benida. The same thing with Masechas Nida, pischei Nida. Gemaras will have a Nida. Yimei hazivos v'hanidos v'hatoos. Right? All you do is we take principles and we apply them to various cases. So, hava amina, shlohuzrach lebetchila makaklalim, v'chol apradim nasa de klalei cheshbon. One might have thought that, what came from our Sinai? And what do I have to focus and spend my time on? I have to spend my time on the principles, but plugging it in and doing all the math and having all the applications, that I have to spend my time on. And that came from our Sinai? Yes. Kamash Malan, Kinen Upischei Nida, the actual figuring out the cases, Hain Gufei Halachos. These are Gufei Halachos, Retzalomar, Shenitnu Misinai, Vimkein Havamina, Vechulu. Then he continues in the next second half of the Mishnah. But that's the Gra. The Havamina is that maybe only the principles, but not the details of the applications, Kamash Malan. It's Mamish, the first Rashi on our Parsha. Ma Inyan Shmita Eight Sellers. So, you know, Dafyomi has a special connection to Eretz Yisrael, because it's not this week's parsha in Chutz Laaretz. We're gonna have a live Bomer connection today also. Don't worry, right? So Ma'an Yishmita Eitzalar Sinai. What is the connection, right? Just like the Klalim, so to all the Pratim of every mitzvah. It's exactly what the Vilna Gaon is saying on Pirkei Avos at the end of the third parak. So that is a little bit what exactly is the connection between that's on the Masechta in general to finish up. Hadrolach b'med dvarim v'sikol ha-Masechas kinim. And it's a little bit also how the last Maimar connects to the Masechta. But how about talking about that last Maimar Chazal per se? What's the message of the Ziknei Am Haaretz and the Ziknei Torah? A number of the Befarshim talk about this in Shabbos, Kufnan Beis, where this Mishnah is quoted. The Anaf Yosef. Start with the Anaf Yosef. The Anaf Yosef there, where one of the Farshim in the Ein Yaakov says over there at Shabbos, Kufnan Beis, Bi'aru, Shema'asei ha'adam misurim la'atzmo. Everybody has Bechira Chavshis. Ma'asei adam are given over to him. Ki ha'magbir ha'behemios al ha'sichlios. If I allow my animalistic side to overcome and take power over my sichli side, the ochel v'shoser rak l'malos kreso ulahanaz grono, when I eat and drink only for my physical pleasure, hari huka behema. I'm like, I would be like an animal. And Chazal tell us, kol masecha yul l'shem shamayim. But I have to do the opposite, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Deos. We have to eat and drink and do everything in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have the sichli overcome the behemi. V'yetzi sichlo min ha-koach el ha-poal. V'yasig behemes v'yizkel olam haba. Says that's the Maimer Chazal. Kol zman shemaskinim mosiv in chachma. Ki misha sichlo yatsa min ha-koach el ha-poal. Somebody whose sichli his entire lifetime has overcome the behemi. Ein lo boneya kiyim ha-behemes shebo. The only thing that's holding him back is his little animalistic side, which he has overcome his entire life. So as he gets older, then, as we know, it wanes and wanes. the taivas and the physical, the focus on one's body, and therefore kol zman shemazkin umatish koach abehemis miskaber sechlo, that b'meila his seichel is able to flourish and to deepen, but ami haaretz who have not developed their seichel throughout their lives, zikla b'vayse, they haven't been focused on that, but they've been focused on their goof. And when their goof starts getting weaker, so then there's nothing left. The seichel hasn't been sharpened and strengthened enough in order to become deeper itself, and therefore you're just left with the behavior that's getting weaker, and therefore, mitarefes aleihem. Number one. The Maharal, right here. There's one Maharal in Chidushi Agados on Kinim. One little Maharal. Says the Maharal, Zikni Am Haaretz, similar. Pirish, Zikni Am Haaretz, She'ein Lahem HaSeichel HaNivdal, Rak HaSeichel She'einu Nivdal Min HaGuf, VeHaGuf, Kozman SheChalash, HaSeichel Gamkin Chalash VeKoach Nifsad. Similar, but a little different. He says, have we purified our Seichel throughout our lives, separate from our Behema instincts? If we have separated, meaning if we've challenged all our Kalacha Behemi into our Seichel, and our Seichel is really the leader, so then, as we get older, the Seichel strengthens. Aval zikni tabar chacham, tarei chacham yim sheish lab Seichel nivdal man haguf, kozman shaguf chalash, haseichel nivdal mitgaber. It's opposite. The guf can get weaker, but the Seichel can get stronger. Mashaykin, if somebody just has them meshubit to each other, so then one will hold the other one hostage, and as the guf gets weaker, the Seichel gets weaker as well. And one final ha'arap, and that is, I saw in the Magali Sashas, he quotes, why does it say, Ziknei am haaretz. And Ziknei Tamidei Chachamim. Just say Tamidei Chachamim. Tamidei Chachamim, as long as they're mazkinim, daitem this, and as long as the amei haaretz, as long as it's a double lashon. Ziknei am haaretz, kol zman shemazkinin, daitem mitarefes. Ziknei Torah ain't okay. Kol zman shemazkinin, just say Tamidei Chachamim and Torah. It's extra lashon. Am haaretz, as long as he's mazkin, this happens. And atabar chacham, as long as he's mazkin, that happens. What's the double lashon? So suggest the Sarfei Kodesh, that we're talking about, quoting the Kleiserberger Rebbe. He says, no, what we're talking about, literally, Ziknet Am Haaretz and Ziknet, we're talking about the Zakenim, the grandparents. The grandfathers of the Tamidei Chachamim and the grandfathers of the Amei Haaretz. Ziknei Tamidei Chachamim, the grandfathers of Tamidei Chachamim. So whenever you go visit your grandchild and your grandchild comes to visit you, they're going to want to talk in Torah. And if you gave them a proper education and with Siyata Deshmaya, they're going to come, they're going to schmooze in Torah. So Ziknei Tamidei Chachamim, Kol Zman Shemazkinin, then it gets greater. And they're Das Daita Misyashem Salam, because that's what you're going to be talking about. The Rachman al-Islam is Ziknei Am Haaretz. If somebody doesn't care and focus on their children's education, and obviously everything, as we say, is Siyata Deshmaya, but if they don't focus on it, there's no chance. And therefore, called by Shabbaskin and the Dada Mitarefes, because what are they going to be talking about when the Am Haaretz grandchild comes over and doesn't lono daklum, right? Rak lavod, and he just comes to visit his grandfather without having any different Torah on his lips. Okay, that's the Ha'ara of the Kleiserberger Rebbe. Okay, not the Sarfei Kodesh, I'm sorry. Kleiserberger Rebbe. Svait. Okay, so this takes us through the Maseches Kinim. Just one final Ha'ara. I forgot to mention the Bali Musarvart on the Kohen Gadol walking with the Treles. Right, it's the only Kli, the only Beged of the Kohen Gadol that every time he moves, he hears himself. And that's because the significance of every action also connecting to the Seichel overcoming the Guf. Everything we do in life is videoed, is recorded, and that's the message that we get from the Me'il and the Pa'amon and Rimonim on the bottom of the Me'il, which the Tchelis develops that and symbolizes that instrument. It's not really an instrument, it's the bells, but that's also something that we take Musar from, and that also connects the last two lines can be a connection, because it's the message of the Kohen Gadol realizing every time he moves, and as somebody gets older, Zakenim Daita Mitzyashev Esalayim. Okay, we'll stop here with Maseches Kinim as we move on to the next Masech.